This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You gotta see the baby. When are you gonna see the baby?
Family Matters.
Welcome to Family Matters, your favourite hour. But guess what?
What?
It's going to be 2 hours tonight,
no.
Beth.
No!
But we're going to do a bit of a mashup with our very favourite cuddly bears, the Woods. And we welcome Bear Curious Dean to the Family Matters.
Hey, Family Matters.
We're excited to have you.
It's great to be here.
Now, I feel a bit better that Dean's here because we have no Gina tonight. And Dave and I left alone. Anything could happen. But, Dean, you strike me as a responsible adult.
I'm a responsible adult. That's right.
Who could keep an eye on us.
That's what I'll be doing. Keeping an eye. I'm going to write notes for Gina.
Oh, God.
Yes, do report back for Gina. Yes, ooh, that's what I'll be doing. So you watch out. I'm evaluating you, let me tell you.
I'm a bit concerned, Beck, of your blind faith that you're putting into Dean here.
You know why?
Because the word's responsible.
But he's got glasses and a beard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Those, to me, are two signs of responsible adulthood.
Yeah, but we cross over with the Woods at 9 o'clock, and I'm not sure that I use the word responsible for them.
Well, we might find out.
Indeed.
Anyway, 2 hours. What's on, Dean?
2 hours. What an exciting night. So this is our Family Woods mashup.
Yes.
What is a mashup, I hear you say?
What is a mashup,
What is a mashup?
Dean?
A mashup is where we get the two shows and put them together and we share a guest. We're all about sharing.
Exactly.
We're all about sharing.
It's a Wolf Great Family Matters.
No. I'm going to come up with a better
one. You've got an hour to do it, Beck.
I can do it.
So one of the things we'll be discussing tonight over the 2 hours is... Recently, Mr. Vic Bears was announced. Mm. Mr. Vic Bears is the sash winner and is the premier bear of our community, the one we look up to, the one we follow, the one who promotes the community. And
the celebrity.
Oh, look at you. Bear puns abound. 2 hours of bear puns. Warning. I think we need to do a bear pun warning for the next 2 hours.
I'm good at puns.
But this year it's a little bit different. So normally the bear is a gay male. And this year the Vic Bear identifies as a pansexual male.
Oh, they're things we're going to learn.
I know, some terms that we'll explore a little bit later. But of course he's a married man with 3 kids.
Wow.
So we want to get to know Mick is his name, Mr. Vic Bears 2017, Mick. And his wife, the Mrs. We've got Claire in as well.
Mrs. Vic Bear.
Mr. Vic Bear and Claire Bear.
Beck and I have got so much to learn on Family Matters. Mr. Vic Bears will be on in about 10 or 15 minutes' time. But,
and we'll explore the family aspects of their relationship in the first hour. In the second hour, in the Woods, which is after 9, we're going to go a little bit naughty, a bit racy, a bit saucy, and go a little bit deeper into the Woods. So stay tuned for that
so to speak.
That's a warning to our majority of our audience.
Yeah.
Let's chuck on a bit of Samantha Jade. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. That is Samantha Jade with Hurt Anymore. You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9 for the Family Matters Woods mashup. And if you want to join the conversation, you can. If you've got any questions, 0427 Joy 949, or you can email onair@joy.org.au, or you can phone at the desk. Yeah, why not? 1300 Joy 949.
Send in a carrier pigeon, do what you like. Now, Dave, you know that probably 10% of my life is dedicated to my job, and 90% is dedicated to finding your boyfriend.
And you nearly had one for me on the Mardi Gras pre-pre-partay.
We did. We interviewed Joel Creasy, and he was up for a bit of Dave.
Was he really?
Yeah.
He likes a bit of Dave, does he?
He said all he'd want is one glass of dry white wine.
That all?
Yeah, that's it. I mean,
and he mentioned the phrase that he was sexually free.
Free.
Right.
Although then later in the show, when we interviewed our program director, Chris Tate, he said, Joel Creasy said, tell those guys never to call me again. So, look, Dean, I'm sure you might have caught wind of hashtag find Dave a date.
I have heard.
Dean's been actually a big ambassador of hashtag find Dave a date.
Celebrity ambassador. What I thought was maybe I should just start bringing men into the studio to meet Dave. So I've brought Dean in tonight.
That's right. Get yourself a bear. Yeah, because tonight when I was leaving to come into Joy, my boyfriend Anthony said to me, bring home a treat.
I've got one right here.
I don't think he had Dave in mind when he said that. I think
really?
He meant chocolate or the like. But I could, you know, bring Dave home. We'll see what, you know.
Is your boyfriend a bear?
No.
No.
He's cuddly, though.
Yeah.
He's cuddly.
Why we have you on Family Matters, actually? How does the nickname Bear Curious Dean come from?
When I first joined the Woods, I joined because I was really interested in the content that they were producing. It wasn't necessarily that I'd even been to the Laird or knew much about the bear community. Yeah. So I was curious about it. And as I joined and learnt more about the bear community, and I joined Vic Bears and I went to these events with my boyfriend Anthony, we got to meet some really lovely people. But the curiosity has continued. But it's just fascinating because it just wasn't something that I'd been exposed to before. So I was curious.
I just love it how it's stuck. I just love Bear Curious Dean.
I know,
I
can't, it's great.
Just rolls off the tongue.
I can't say your name without saying those two words.
Well, of course, the other thing, there are about four Deans on air at Joy, and I think I'm Dean number four.
I know, and all the girls are called Beck.
Yeah, well, that's right. But, you know, Dean Beck, Dana Curie, Dean Murphy with the Murphs, and then Bear Curious Dean.
You're my favourite.
Oh, thanks.
You're the best Dean.
The best Dean.
I've probably said that to all four.
Yeah, we did. Shh. Dave, don't you blow
out. You mentioned the Mardi Gras. That was on this weekend. That was pretty cool. And you guys did the pre party.
Oh, partay.
Dean, partay. Dean, no, stop you there. It's partay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's partay.
Partay.
Awkward.
What did you do, Mardi Gras?
Well, I was up there in Sydney as well. So I was a part of the broadcast team. But I spent most of the parade behind a hedge. Which sounds kind of saucy and interesting.
I was like, with who? Doing what?
I was in
a bit of manscaping.
Well, there you go. No, I wasn't doing any manscaping or landscaping or trimming a hedge. No, no. I was behind the hedge near the broadcast van helping out with Joy's live broadcast and simulcast with SBS Radio. So Dina Curie and Michael Dalton.
Nice.
And the team running around producing behind the hedge. So we could see fireworks, we could hear the music, but we couldn't actually see the parade live. We actually were watching it on monitors.
Ah,
that was great. Then on
that was
a
good experience, though.
Good experience.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, Rach and I joined Jace and Clayton for a Lazy Sunday Brunch, broadcasting live from the SBS studios in Sydney.
Ah. I did listen to a bit of that. Now, it's a jam-packed LGBTI calendar. We've had Mardi Gras last weekend, and this weekend we've got Chill Out Festival.
February and March is all about the gays.
It is. It's like our gay time, and then we go into hibernation like a good bear does.
And then we have Southern Hibernation for the Vic Bears. Seriously, we do.
Really?
Southern Hibernation is the bear run.
Oh.
Where all the bears come together. They don't run. If you have an image of large hairy men running in unison, no, that is not what a bear run is. It's a series of events where they partay.
I've never seen Vic so excited.
I know. Well, Dean, I've said before quite openly, bears are my type of man. The kind of men I go for are big, kind of hairy guys. Woof, grr. So, I mean, bears are my excitement spot.
Now, normally the spotlight's on me with #find. I can't even say it myself.
#find David Date.
Dean, your partner, how does he fit into the community, the sub-communities? How would you describe him?
Oh, I don't know. Look, Anthony and I have been together for over 20 years, so we're kind of just rusted on. We just rusted on. I don't think we have labels for each other anymore. We just are.
Aww.
20 years.
We're just almost middle-aged white gay males, you know, living the life. So, yeah, labels are kind of meaningless at this stage of our lives. I do look and sound younger on radio, I know.
I know the Family Matters crew thought you were about 25 the whole time.
I know.
Now we've seen you.
In this lighting, about 27, 28. Yes. But you were saying that in February and March, there are lots of LGBTIQ events happening.
Yes,
we've had Mardi Gras this weekend. The other event that's happening is Chill Out this weekend.
Mm.
And I think the Rainbow Families, are they going to chill out?
They are. They're doing something up at Daylesford. They're doing. They're a part of. Is there a parade up there?
There is a parade on the Saturday morning.
So we love the Rainbow Families crew.
#love.
Love. So they're up there doing all their magical stuff and fighting the good fight. And
I love Daylesford. I love a bit of a drive up to Daylesford.
It is nice.
A bit of wine, have a bit of cheese.
Pop in a hot spring.
Pop in a hot spring. I can't say that quickly.
It's like a tongue twister.
I've actually got a confession as well.
Or have you?
I've never been to Daylesford.
What?
You call yourself a homosexual male?
I know.
What's wrong with you?
I've never been to Mardi Gras.
This heterosexual woman has been to Mardi Gras. Daylesford about 500 times. Dave, I'm going to take you to Daylesford. We're going to have a wow of a time.
Well, we do have Mr. Vic Bears and family coming up very soon on Family Matters. It's Joy 94.9.
Catch a big one.
We're gonna catch a big one.
I'm not scared.
Yes, Family Matters is going on a bear hunt, Beck.
We're hoping to catch a big one, Dave.
Yeah, we are.
I think we have.
So we are going on a bear hunt. It is Family Matters. Don't get confused. It is Family Matters. So if you do have a question for our Mr. Vic Bears 2017, you can text in on 0427-JOY949 or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Or, Beck, we can phone at the desk.
We can. 1300. No, that's not the phone number. Yes, it is.
It is the phone number.
1300-JOY949. Wow. I'm too excited about this bear talk. Now, we have had a message from Dean's lovely partner, Anthony, who said, good answer, Mr. Dean. Loving the show, everyone. Oh, God bless you,
and
Anthony.
And Anthony. I love the name Anthony. It's so much better than Anthony. But, Anthony, if you do want me to come home, just text in again, okay?
Yeah. Wow. Family show, Dave.
Family show day. Now, focus, people, focus. So it's with great excitement and pleasure that I get to introduce to the Family Matters audience a real-life bear. Not a bear curious bear, just a real-life bear, a pansexual bear at that. He is the king of the bears. He is Mr. Vic Bears 2017. It's the lovely Mick. Welcome, Mick.
He's a celebrity.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'll do my registered growls, really. Oh, it's a bit... I'm still a bit sore from Mardi Gras.
What was that? Do that again. That's very bear-like.
No, it's not. It's a bit rough today.
Also joining us, we're not alone. We also have Claire Bear, the lovely maybe you're Mrs. Vic Bears 2017. I don't know. But welcome, Claire.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Lovely to have you.
And we also have the baby bear. Alora.
Nope.
Doesn't want a bar of us. How many baby bears are there?
Three.
Wow.
And I love their names. Can I just share with you their names? Because I've written them down so I won't forget. Now, the eldest, who's four, his name is Elliot. Mm-hmm. Alora, of course, is here. And she's three? Two. And Walter is the baby.
They are great names.
And he's one.
And there's a reason for the name. So Elliot is from one of my favourite films, E.T.
Aww. Bless.
And Alora is from, what movie was it?
Willow.
Willow, yes. Mm. And Walter is from Fringe, which is a TV series.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I like how people name their kids.
I know, it's good. I like to...
You go to kinder?
No.
You want to go to kinder? Oh, okay. Thank you, Alora.
Wow. So, Alora's going to take over the show,
I know. Now, Mick and Claire, we're interested to find out a little bit about your relationship. How did you guys meet? Take us back in time. Claire... Oasis Active. What is that?
Is that like the interweb? I guess it's old fashioned Tinder.
Mm. Was it the eHarmony of days gone by?
That's right.
Yes.
Oh.
And Claire, was your search term bear? Like, were you in the market for a bear, or what?
No,
did you...
I did have a list.
Yeah,
I had quite a extensive list of things that I wanted, and on that list was bigger than me and makes me feel small, which is reasonably difficult with my size.
Oh, stop it.
So, and he turned up on my doorstep with his little green bag and his little Woolworths bag. And
what was in the Woolworths bag? Where does romance start with a Woolworths?
A change of underwear and a toothbrush.
Wow.
My uniform for work.
You're eager. Okay.
Wow.
There's something you can't deny. There's something about a big man with a bear hug.
Oh, correct. Exactly. I was saying before that my type is a bear type man, but they don't exist as much in the heterosexual community, I find.
Sorry, taken.
Yeah.
Taken. Well, so this is an interesting point. So when you met Claire and Mick, were you aware that that Mick perhaps likes a bit of the fellas as well as the ladies?
I think eventually it came out, didn't it?
So we had a discussion.
Wasn't on day one. There was a bit more going on day one than the discussions.
But you family had a few show. Surprises of your own.
Yes, exactly. So I think we've both come from different sides and then met in the middle.
So when you say different sides, so perhaps with a fluidity around your sexual identity?
Correct.
And correct. So Mick, you identify as pansexual?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
Now, can you explain
what does
to
that
me?
Mean?
It's not when you're in the kitchen cooking dinner.
Pots and pansexual.
He likes sausage.
Pansexual is basically... the school thought that humans are fundamentally a sexual being, and it doesn't matter whether you're homosexual, heterosexual, you know, if you're male, female, transgender, hermaphrodite, it doesn't really matter. The point is, if you're attracted to someone sexually and you would like to have sex with that person, and they're all consenting adults, then go for your life.
Yeah, okay. So you, before you met Claire, you'd had relationships with men and women, or?
I wouldn't say relationships, but,
but
yes, yes, I had. And sorry, I'm passing the daughter off. and Claire was in a similar vein, but with females. So
yeah, okay.
You know, we both sort of came from that opposites to meet and in the middle, so to speak.
Because every pot has a lid, they say.
Yes, and every pan perhaps has a lid too.
Lid as well.
You know, I don't have hoofs.
No. But so how did you go, like, when you, Claire, when you took Mick home to meet Mum? Did you, at that first meeting, did you explain the situation, or do you keep that to yourselves until a little bit later? Or does Mum know now? Is Mum hearing this for the first time? Hi, Mum.
Yeah. It's not really anything that's come up. It's not really been, because I guess we're both quite,
what's the word? careful. With
open.
I don't tend to class people in different things.
Right.
I'm not going to turn up and go, hi, I'm Claire and I'm straight,
yes,
or hi, I'm Claire, I'm whatever. And I don't expect anybody else to do the same thing. So it's just, I don't think about my mum and dad having sex, and I'm pretty sure, I'm hoping.
I think that's good.
That they I thought it was quite normal.
But you make a really interesting point, because a lot of people in the LGBTI community, they love to know, are they L or G or B or T or I or Q? It's kind of like we like our labels.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
why does that matter?
It doesn't. I mean, my whole platform when I was going for Mr. Vic Bear up on the stage, and I was preaching acceptance. It shouldn't be that someone should tolerate you. It's that you accept everybody for how they are when they are at the time. So really, I'm a big advocate for, why should I have to introduce myself as, hi, I'm Mick and I'm such and such.
Yes.
What I do in my bedroom with my wife or with whoever is my business, and really no one else's. So,
and I guess because you were both of that mindset, it's probably something other people ask you, but maybe to you guys, you were like, oh, well, we just met each other and we liked each other and that's it.
Yeah, well, basically there was an instant connection between Claire and I. We hit it off straight away. And basically what she said was 100% accurate. I went to see her for the first time and had my little green bag so I could go to work the next morning just in case. In case we hit it off, basically. And, I went and visited and never left. So that was it. It was like, you know. So
it keeps.
That's
it. So are you married?
We are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, what was it, the wedding?
It was a surprise wedding.
Oh, I like a surprise.
Dean and I are like, right, we're in now.
Tell us all about it.
We organised an engagement party.
Yeah.
And...
Oh, invited people to the engagement party.
Yeah, invited people to the engagement party.
And on that night,
we said if people said no, we'll just leave it, unless it's our parents.
Yes. Even Mum didn't know.
No, no. My mum rang me that morning and went, oh, what are you wearing tonight for your wedding? And I went, good one, Mum. And hung up and went, oh, my Lord, what is she talking about? So she kind of, I think she had an inkling. But, so nobody knew. And there was a couple of friends that dropped out, but we were like, no, that's stiff cheddar sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what we decided. And then about halfway through the engagement party, we pulled out the celebrant from the from the crowd and went, okay,
that's
here we go.
Brilliant.
Did you go and get changed into a frock or no? There's no sort of veil.
I pulled some flowers off the bookshelf that we hid.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
We planted the bouquet earlier in the night, didn't we?
Yeah.
And were people just like dying of shock?
Massive surprise.
Yeah, there was a few screams. And
were there tears?
A bit of that too.
Yeah. Oh. Of joy.
Yeah. Not of,
oh my Lord.
She married the bear. None of that. Oh, well, that's amazing. I feel like we could talk about the wedding all night, but we probably have many, many other interesting things we want to ask about the Bear family.
Sure. We are talking to Mick and Claire, Mr. Vic Bear and the First Lady, I guess. We all listen to Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Family Matters with any combination of Gina, Adrian, Michelle, David and Beck. Joy 94.9.
Well, we've added a bit of spice to the combination tonight on Family Matters. We've added our little bear curious Dean.
He's not that little.
Oh, he's good. before you steal my microphone, Dean, if you've got a question for Mick and Claire, please text in on 0427 Joy 949. Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Beck, we've got a another member.
A new member, Greg from Bentley East, and it's a family membership, which is beautiful for our family show. So thank you, Greg and family.
Exactly. Thank you, Greg.
Mm. Now, we are here with Mr. Vic Bear 2017, Mick, and his wife, the lovely Claire Bear. Now, three kids under four?
Correct.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You deserve a medal, I suspect.
That happened quickly.
It did. We had stopped at two.
Uh-huh.
But hello.
Surprise!
Hello, I'm here.
Well, now, I don't have kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have one kid.
That's all right.
I just have one cat.
Yep.
And that was a handful. But three kids. Mm-hmm. How does that work?
It's noisy.
Yeah.
Messy.
Uh-huh.
Very busy. Very noisy. And noisy.
But they are very well behaved, I've got to say.
They are. They're good out in public.
Uh-huh.
And then, behind the doors. When they're comfortable at home, it's, World War 5, 6, 7.
Goodness me.
No, they're good. They're pretty good kids.
Now, do the kids know that their dad's a bear?
Yes. Yes, we've explained everything to them. And
how do you have that conversation and when do you have that conversation?
I guess when he came home with the sash, Elliot went, "What is that hanging up on the wall?" So Alora and Walter are too young, really, to understand
Elliot's
what's going on.
So Elliot's 4 years old.
Elliot's four. So he's asked a few questions. We sat up and watched the Mardi Gras together and he was like, "Why is that person naked and not being arrested?" and things like that in the middle of the street. And we spoke about it a little bit, and I try and make it as normal as possible. So I just said to him, sometimes boys, because I think we saw a couple of boys kissing and a couple of girls kissing, and he was like, "What is going on?" And I just said, sometimes boys love boys, and sometimes girls love girls, and, that's just the way it is. And he was like, "Oh, that's different." And I said, "Yeah, it's different from what you know, but it's not different from what they know." So
it's always that thing, isn't it? There are some people who suspect that kids will be outraged or confused or angry or whatever, but often it's just, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they just put up with it because it's what they know.
Yeah.
I think kids sometimes take on those things a lot better than adults do because they don't have those preconceived ideas about things.
Yeah, and I think if we all speak about it like that, eventually when Elliot grows up, then it'll all be normal. It'll just be... that's what you are, so no big deal.
And how do you explain your dad's Mr. Vic Bear to him? What's that conversation?
I don't think we really did. No, it was just Dad won a beauty contest.
Yeah. So we probably should explain for those who aren't familiar with Mr. Vic Bears is that it is not quite a beauty contest, but there are different categories they need to do. It's not quite tell us about world peace, but it's kind of close.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Tell us, Mick. Talk me through it.
It's a pageant. It's, how good your butt looks and all that sort of stuff. But you get asked why you want to represent Vic Bears and how you're going to do that and whether or not you're going to commit to the task. But basically, it's a year-long thing, so it's not like I can just go, "Oh, I had enough of that. I'm going to go. I'm off." So, yeah, it was a lot to take on. I don't think I fully realised how much it really was to take on until they sort of said, "And the winner's Mick." And I'm going, "Oh, okay." So,
what was the inspiration to enter?
That was my sister, basically, who passed late last year, just before Christmas. One of the last conversations I had with my sister was she had a massive pimple on her. I can't remember if it was on her forehead or on her nose. And she was telling me how she wouldn't win a beauty contest. She wouldn't win a pageant or anything like that. And I said, "Yeah, well, you've still got more of a chance than I have." And she said, "No, nah, you totally win a bear contest or a gay contest." And I said, no, I wouldn't. And then Claire and my sister Fiona started hopping into me and giving me grief about it. And I said, "Well, I don't think I would, So I didn't really have that confidence. And then after my sister died, I was a bit shattered and had a bit of to confront my own mortality, if you like. So I made a bucket list. And just because of that last conversation, on the bucket list I put enter a beauty pageant and win a beauty pageant. And amongst other things like do more work on my house, use my phone less, spend more time with the kids, that sort of thing. But ultimately I put it on there and then on my Facebook feed, enter Mr. Vic Bears 2017 popped up on the sidebar there and I'm going, "Oh, hang on a minute, that must be some sort of sign." So I read the rules and sort of said, "Oh, I think I could do that." And talked to my mate Erin, who was Mr. Vic Bears in 2014. And he goes, yeah, go for it. I'll support you 100%. I was like, all right, no worries. So I got into contact with Peter Undy and sent a few emails to and fro, and that was it. I was entered, and then I went on the night. I was very nervous and very apprehensive, but they made me feel very welcome, and I won. I didn't believe that I would. I actually thought that Mr. Runner-Up was gonna pit me at the post, Freddie, and because he was doing a bang-up job. But no, when they named him runner-up, I thought, oh, geez, who's going to win?
Now, of course, one of the things with Mr. Vic Bears is it's actually run at a hotel in Melbourne called The Laird, which might not be familiar to Family Matters audience, but people who listen to The Woods know The Laird. they know the way to The Laird. But it's a men's-only venue.
Right.
And so on the night of the Vic Bears competition, it's only blokes in there, so you couldn't bring your wife along.
No, I couldn't. No.
Well, that's what I was going to ask if you were there, Claire, but obviously not.
No, not allowed to. I did get a few phone calls and a couple of texts of, oh, my God. But, yeah. Couldn't be there.
How did you feel when you found out you were married to Mr. Vic Bear?
That was pretty exciting. Yeah, I was quite happy for him because I know that it's something that he wanted to do. So,
now one of the things that the winner of Mr. Vic Bears does get, and you have alluded to this, is a sash. Yeah. It's a leather sash, and it's got studs in it.
Yeah, silver studs with Mr. Vic Bears 2017 on it.
Now, do you wear this around the house, Mick?
I have done. Like on the morning after I got back from work. I was cooking myself breakfast, and I just for a laugh, I put it on and was cooking the eggs and stuff. And
were you wearing anything else?
No, just
a sash.
I was just a bare naked man, really.
Oh, stop it,
Beck, move away from the bear.
I know. Beck. Sorry, Claire.
She's rubbing off on me.
Down, Beck, down.
Sorry.
So yeah, I was just wearing the sash, and it's a photo of me holding the spatula in the air, going, "Huh, I'm a winner." So yeah, it was kind of
now. Have
funny.
Have you let the missus wear the sash? This is what I want to know.
No, I want my own sash.
Oh, you got your own sash.
Well, now that I'm Mrs. Vic Bear, something pink and studded.
Let's
leather,
put that out there.
Pink leather.
Do you think you're the only Mr. Vic Bear that's married to a lady?
I don't think so. I think even Erin has a. Not sure if they're still married, but he's got a little girl himself. So that's kind of what I thought. Well, it's not going to be a big issue, and I'm sure that there's other bears out there with families and the like. Because not everybody comes out or sort of realizes that they're gay at 15, 16, 20, whatever before they have a family. You know, people go out there and they try to live life the way they think they're supposed to, and somewhere along the line, they go, oh, you know what? I think this is not for me. And they go a different way. The difference with me is I've just been open and honest with my wife and just gone, hey, look, you know, I did do this before we met and this is what I used to do. And she was comfortable with that. And, you know, she confided in me with some of the stuff she had done. And we just sort of agreed, basically. And we're both very open about our sexuality and how we want to do things, and
which really is the way it should be.
Yeah.
That's the way a marriage should be. Whether you're married to a boy or a girl or a tree, you should be open and honest with it.
Do you think communication is important?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Even if you are yelling at each other, it's still communicating.
Still communicating. Put your socks away. Don't leave a wet towel on the ground.
Well, I was going to ask, do you use the sash to get out of doing things like putting your socks away? If Claire says, put the garbage out, do you
I
go...
I think you've just given him that idea. Thank you.
Yes, awesome idea.
Sash credit. Is that what you mean?
I don't have to take the garbage out. No, I'm Mr. Vic Bess.
I've got a sash.
Or, like, if you're making a restaurant reservation, can you say, oh, this is a table for Mr. Vic Bess? If you haven't, you should.
I did get into the bear bar in Sydney for free.
Oh. I know, because you went to Mardi Gras, yeah?
I did,
how did you find that? Had you been to Mardi Gras before?
I had as a spectator, but never in the parade.
And so this is your first year in the parade?
Yeah, and it was fantastic. The amount of positive energy coming at you from all sides is unbelievable. And the reason my voice is a bit husky and a bit hard to do my growl tonight is because I lost it. Yelling at the crowd, saying "Come on, cheer!" And they were into it, and I was high-fiving people, and you know, I picked up Harbour City Bear and carried him halfway up the road, and which he wasn't ready for, but that was funny.
So you were marching with the Harbour City
Bear? Yeah, I was marching with Harbour City Bear. His name is Chris. Chris, I can't remember his last name, but Chris, and Scott, who's the Queensland, Mr. Queensland Bear.
Yes, who came down for the Mr. Vic Bears to
Yeah, he did. He was there on the night. Yeah, and he was very supportive as well.
Because, Beck and Dave, what happens is, all the you got Mr. Vic Bear, you got Mr. Harbour City Bear from Sydney, Mr. Queensland Bear, Mr. New Zealand Bear, and Mr. West Oz Bear, and for Southern Hibernation in June, they all come together and compete for the sash of all sashes. It's Mr. Australasia Bear.
So what date is this date? Need to get my diary out. Well,
sorry to let you know.
Oh, it's going to be at the
we'll
Lead.
Be at the Lead, which is a men's only. So, you know, work on that mo. I don't know. Just if I can...
get one of those fake beers, Monty Python style. And,
yeah, because this is for me, I think.
Beck, I've never seen you so excited in my life.
I know, this is like the AFL Grand Final, but more.
We've got more of Mick and Claire coming up. It's Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
Family Matters on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, it is a bear... I keep calling you guys the bears all the time. It's the woods. So it's Family Matters the Woods mashup. So
wait a minute. What did we call it in the messenger group?
Michelle, you're here. Where have you come from?
Just magically landed from Sydney.
Look what the bear dragged in.
That's right. I'm going to drag this show into the woods tonight. I'm putting on my mama bear hat.
Yeah. So what were we calling it?
The family wood?
The family wood. But I don't... Sounds a bit dodgy.
It felt dirty.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm glad Michelle's here to really bring the show up a notch.
Exactly, exactly.
Now, Michelle, we've been talking to Mick, our celebrity.
I know. I've been listening, and you know what? You guys have been great keeping it family-related. I'm going to just take it to another
Please,
level.
Please, give it 12 minutes, Michelle. 12 minutes, and it's all yours, okay?
And we've also had Mick's lovely wife, Claire, who I just discovered is a Goldilocks. Which is a term I love.
A Goldilocks.
You haven't heard that term before?
I haven't heard that term before.
Because I'm like the
bear. Oh, so she's his Goldilocks.
Yeah, so I think that's what I am.
Yeah, a Goldilocks. I've got a question, Mick. Now, obviously, listeners can't see what I look like, but what do I need to do in the next 6 to 12 months to win Mr. Vic Bear's 2018?
Well, it's not really even a look, man. It's an attitude. So,
we're going to bring this down a bit. See, it's a bit of an attitude, okay? I'm gonna educate you as well, along with Mick. Ready, Mick?
It's definitely an attitude. It's, you know, if you see yourself as a sort of a larger-than-life sort of a guy who's, you know...
Oh, you know, I think
out and proud, and
I think you're just coming out of twink status. Maybe.
Well, I think
you have to drop your voice a couple of octaves,
you know,
mate.
Mick, just give me some hope. Just adjust my attitude, and I could be Mr.
Are you
Big
inspired?
Bear 2018. I am.
I support you, Dave. I'll be your Goldilocks.
Yeah, if I was to win, it would be unbelievable.
It would be No, you know what you'd be? You'd be unbearable.
You're rubbing off on everyone today.
It's what I do, Mick.
Speaking of great things, Michelle, you've been LGBTI Awards, you've been at Mardi Gras,
God,
you've been around. How's
seriously, it has been amazing. My first Mardi Gras ever.
really?
Yep, yep. I marched with... I know. Not anymore. I had that cherry popped. I marched with ANZ, had my big blue tutu and everything with my Guardian.
I saw the
thing.
Photos.
Oh,
that
was
amazing.
You.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
That was amazing.
The vibe, the everything, absolutely something else. The LGBTI Awards was at the Opera House in a marquee overlooking the harbor, the bridge, the everything, and then it pissed down raining.
It's so Sydney. Michelle, tell me, what was your number one favorite part of Mardi Gras?
I'd have to say, look, anybody going down and marching down for the first time, the vibe you get from the crowds is amazing. I mean, there's no words for it. But what was really cool for me, based on everything I do, you know what I mean, from doing radio hosting, stuff on TV, doing the advocacy work, LGBTI jobs, everything I do, when I had a moment to actually stop and talk to Magda Sabansky... And I was like, I really don't want to bother you. I'm so sorry. I said, can I just from one advocate to another, from one woman to another, I love what you do, your style, your everything. And when I was on a list for most influential lesbians in Australia, I go, I can be on this list? go me. I said, knowing that I was on the same list as you for the things you do, I said, I was absolutely just beside myself. And I'm so sorry. I don't want to take your time. She goes, no, no, no. Stay. I have time for this.
Aww.
And I go, and I was like, oh my God, she has time for me. But that was probably the biggest thing for me is knowing that I was talking, connecting to someone who I really admire with what I'm doing. That just trumped everything.
And you really are in the same space with Magda as like, she's just come out suddenly in the last few years for that, and really trailblazed in the last few years. Exactly in the same sort of space you are.
But to be a woman in this space, to be someone who has really embraced, you know, the Australian, what do we call it?
Australia.
But just that, that, what do we call it? That...
Attitude
that's, you know, self-depreciation, just using a bit of that same attitude when I'm doing stuff as an American, trying to bring in the back that sort of attitude into workspaces. You know, just the other day I was speaking at the Art Center around experiences of the LGBT community coming into your organization, and people were just like laughing and clapping and like yanking my cards out of my hands, and I'm going, wow, like this works. So yeah, that's, I walked away going, wow.
And also in the build-up to Mardi Gras, it's like you hear as soon as people land in Sydney and they're in the streets, even hours before anything's ever happened, the excitement's already there on the streets. Do you experience that straight away?
I did. You know what's funny? It's every time on my phone, somebody checked into Sydney, another person checked in. I said, I want to watch this, like, gay barometer thing that's like rising as everyone lands and checks into Sydney, just rising on Facebook.
And Mick, your thoughts when you arrived in Sydney?
It was amazing. I arrived on the plane with half the plane was going to Mardi Gras, and I got on the train and half the train was going to Mardi Gras.
Have you been there before and done all that?
I've done it as a spectator. I think it was 2011 with a bunch of friends for another friend's birthday, and it was unreal. And so when I had the opportunity to do it in the March, I thought that's once in a lifetime. And Claire and I scraped together the money for the airfare and all that sort of stuff. And I thank her for letting me do that.
Cause it was
quite amazing. And if I could have scraped together enough money to bring her along, I would have. And
the most powerful thing I think in that whole thing is that orange wristband. All you do is flash the wristband, and they'll let you into anything and everything behind the scenes or whatever. It was great.
Well done to Claire giving the leave pass.
Oh God,
well,
yeah.
I know. Claire was probably having her own leave
pass. Hall pass and everything, mate. Jeez.
And with the three kids.
Yeah, no, my wife's amazing. She can handle
those. So do I see something
like
shiny anywhere? Or? No.
Oh, yeah. I love this world.
No. On top of that, okay. I mean, come on, he got Mardi Gras.
I'm still waiting for my push present as well.
Oh,
three of them.
My first advice on this: a good major package at Endota Spas is great.
Wow, Mick, there is one thing I quickly want to ask you though, because I'm superficial. What did you wear?
To Mardi Gras? Not much.
I was actually about to ask the question, what weren't you wearing?
We all got bare T-shirts, so we had to wear those into the marshalling area. But once we're at the marshalling area, I was looking around, and there was very sparse, the clothing, and I was starting to feel out of place. I was overdressed. So I took the T-shirt off, and Mr. Queensland Bear did the same thing. And then I'm looking at Mr. Queensland Bear in his tight leather pants that he had on, and I'm thinking, oh, I still feel overdressed. I was wearing like a red bathers, like, and I thought, I'm going to have to go plan B. I took two sets of things to wear. So underneath, I had these tight sort of short knickers things.
Family show.
No.
Yeah.
Short knickers. Yeah. No, go on.
And basically, it showed my assets quite well. Front and rear, yeah. And so that's what I wore. I wore that and the sash, and that was it.
Okay.
And a lot of glitter in my beard.
Well, I'll interrupt there. Take a small break, because you're going to be an hour with the wood. So we'll just stop it there, because we're starting to transition from PG to something else. So massive thanks to Claire and Mick coming on to Family Matters.
Thank you.
Luck in the next hour, okay? You're listening to Family Matters on Joy 94.9. Family Matters, Joy 94.9 in the Family Wood Mashup Bonanza.
I'm just calming down, Dave, from that.
Beck, I've never seen you so excited. Like, I've seen, like, Adelaide Crows win games of football, but, oh, you're so, like, on edge right next to Mick. You were really getting excited.
I know.
Excited.
I think I'm going to have to go home and have a cold shower.
He worked up your curds and whey.
Was he just right?
Oh, stop it, you two. Now, Michelle, we've got not much time, but I want to hear about the LGBTI Awards on Friday. Who was there? What were they doing? What were they wearing, and who were they doing?
I think everyone was doing whatever. You couldn't pretty much understand what's-his-face hat.
Molly Meldrum.
Molly just got up there and he's like, the PM and F himself. And then he just took his pants off and there were like rainbow spandex underneath that.
Nice.
Brilliant.
Lucy Lawless. Wow.
Oh, Xena Warrior.
Looking her eye to eye. Stunning. Oh. I just was immediately going, I'm not even worried about my height anymore because now I'm Michelle Princess Warrior looking her in the eye. There was Andrew Guy, another trans man who's based in Sydney, yep. who's actually coming down for an event I'm putting together.
Nice.
I met a representative from GLAAD. There was a senator from California. There was... Who the hell wasn't there?
I saw that our very own Ro Allen won Ro Hero won. Of the Year.
Yep.
We
yep.
heart Ro.
We do heart. And I'm just trying to think everybody else that was
what
there.
What did you wear?
I wore a long black gown, very see-through top with jewels and whatever on the top.
Oh! Was that reaction
somebody's getting
to,
really excited.
To Michelle's see-through top?
Very, you know, jewel-encrusted in the top. And
so low-key then.
Low-key. Mm. I'm not much for showing off a lot of flesh. Mm. So,
wow. You know, might be for another show.
I keep that for the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah. There should be some sort of disclaimer right now leading into the woods.
I blame Bear Curious Dean.
I'm going to wear my blue tutu that I marched in one night. I'll bring that in and we'll do the whole show. And I'll let you wear my blue tutu, Dave.
Can I tell you, I flew back on Sunday night and on the plane flying back to Melbourne with me were a number of ANZ employees and the flight attendants weren't sure about whether to let the feathers on. They were suggesting it was extra luggage and it was going to take room in the what do you call this thing? The
overhead lockers.
The overhead lockers, thank you. Yes.
Those things are massive. Like, yes, you see me tall as it is, right?
Exactly.
I honestly look like
Big Blue Bird. Yes.
I was.
Wow.
But it looked like one of those gladiator kind of helmets as well.
They were gorgeous.
And I got great photos of my kids running around with them around the house.
And great Corey from the ANZ team.
Oh.
It was very well organized.
Oh,
Did you dance?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dance and everything. And by the end of it, you're like...
You would have been stuffed by the end of it.
I'm glad I wore Doc Martens, though, because there's no way you'd walk around the back in anything open-toed.
No.
Good lesson. We've got the woods coming up next. Mick is hanging on with the crew.
Mick and Claire and Mama Bear driving the ship
tonight.
Yeah,
it is.
Woof, woof.
Mm-hmm. Now, if Mick and Claire talk about the things I want them to, they're going to have to get a woof groom.
That's Family Matters for another week. We have to leave on that note. Good night.
Joy 94.9. Woof. Grr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.